Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mailbag Monday, where Angel and I take time and answer some of the many questions that you sent in. And we think we've selected some great ones today. So, sure, let's just jump in and see what we've got here.
Joe, my husband seems to always have a problem with my friends. He doesn't like them and tries to make me feel bad for spending time with them instead of him. I don't really know what to do, and I don't want to give up my friendships.
Mm-hmm. I'll let you jump in on that.
Well, we see this all the time. I mean, even when my kids were growing up, my daughter had a friend that really irritated my son. And to be honest, she kind of irritated me too. And but my daughter, she had been very good to my daughter and, yeah. and had some very positive aspects to her. And so sometimes you just have to hold your tongue and not say anything because 90% of your friends are friends for a season. Rarely do you have lifetime friends. Now, I'm a lifetimer. I still have my friends from the first grade. Yep. I probably have 12 friends that I keep in touch with throughout the year that we've been friends since I was in my 20s. Yeah. But I know I'm unusual. And people say to me, how do you keep those friends? Well, I call them. All right. If I think about them, I pick up the phone and say, how are you? What's going on? So, you know, there's probably going to be some friends you have that they don't like. So you want to be careful not plant some bad seeds for your future.
And between you and your husband, the minute you start trying to play God with your spouse and pick their friends for them, you cross the line. It's going to be hard to clean up because they're an adult. I'm not God. God's still God. I'm not the Lord. The Lord's still the Lord. I'm just your spouse. And I want you to be thankful that you married me. I want you to be thrilled that you married me. I don't want to walk in a room and you tighten up like, what do you want now? What is it? That's horrible. You're supposed to love the person that you married. They're a gift from God. And so the fact that he's trying to dominate, that's not good. That's a weakness on his part that he's going to have to deal with somehow, because I've seen men and women do this. We've been with couples all of our life, Angel and I have. And you see the sad part where one party or the other, male or female, is trying to dominate the relationship. You can't go there. You can't see them. You got to stay here. You got to do this. No, you're not God. No, you can't do that. You got to cut the reins loose and let them be an adult and be thrilled when they come in the room.
Joe, have you ever dealt with burnout?
I don't know what that means.
Sometimes with work, family, friends, kids, sports events, church activities, I feel like I never have time to breathe. Do you have any suggestions?
Yeah, take a deep breath. Sometimes I used to tell men when we do our men's retreat, sometimes you should go out in the backyard and stare at a tree. Where are you going, backyard? What are you going to do? I'm going to stare at a tree. Because men and women think different. Men can go some places mentally where, you know, they're like on an island. And we've shared this so many times. A wife can ask her husband, honey, what are you thinking? He'll say nothing. And she'll say, you got to be thinking something. Well, I'm thinking a thing. Men can do that. American Medical Association, men can go someplace and just be nowhere. Women cannot do that. Women are thinking about something all the time. And so you got to watch that you're two different creatures made two different ways. And so you got an idea on this?
Yeah, I mean, the closest I ever came to feeling that was I'd just been divorced. My children were broken, had to move, had to get a job I hated, wasn't able to go to church, felt very isolated, didn't have any friends. And I just felt like I was just a robot going through the motions.
I found the bottom of the barrel, God. I have found the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah. And so then I did that for 4 years, and then my father passed away. And I realized it was very suddenly and unexpected. And I realized I'm not living, I'm existing.
Yep.
And so I said, I got to get another job. And so that day I went and applied for another job where I made more money. I had to drive further, but the atmosphere was a million times better. Mm-hmm. And things began to change. That was the start. But I had to take a step first. And so I would say you need to take a step back if it's feeling like a spirit of heaviness is on you, first of all, the only thing that'll take that kind of thing from you is a garment of praise. So I would put on a lot of praise and worship music.
Yep.
Ask God to open doors for you.
Yep.
And because he's got a plan, his plan is success and a future. And so,
God knows what you're thinking. You just need to be honest with God. God, I'm fried. I'm burnt. I mean, I am burnt, burnt. There's no more wood on the stack. I'm fried. I'm burnt. There's nothing left. And he knows that. And sometimes he'll just let you be your own God for a while. Like, well, you've been riding your own horse. You want to switch horses here? And sometimes you got to do what the angel said. You got to back up. Like, okay, let's just take a breath just a minute. Is there something I'm doing that I shouldn't be doing? Can I cut some of this stuff out? Is all this God or just most of this me? And so you have to think. You got to do your own
Sometimes
thinking.
you've got to trim things
Yeah.
because and think of what matters. What's the most important? Your God, your family, well, your marriage, your family, your children,
Yep.
and then church
Yep.
comes, so in sports events, you just got to probably trim a little bit of that fat.
Yep.
Joe, sometimes I wonder why bad people seem to be successful.
Oh.
I try to do everything right and be a kind person, but I never seem to get ahead.
Well, you gotta think theologically here. If hell's got you, hell's not messing with you. The devil wants everybody in hell. They're gonna burn in that lake of fire forever with him. That's where he wants everybody to go. Everybody's salvation has been paid for. Jesus died for everybody. God looked down through time before Jesus ever went to the cross. He looked down through time, so everybody that would ever be born, whether they made it out of the womb or not, and God has a plan for their life. But the devil hates all humans. He's an equal opportunity. Hey, he kills, he steals, he destroys. There's a war going on, and we're in the middle like an Oreo cookie. And so God said, I set before you life, death, blessing, curse. You got to choose. So every day you get to choose who you're going to serve. What you're gonna think, what you're gonna watch, what you're gonna do. And you gotta do that on purpose. You gotta do that on purpose. It's not gonna happen by accident. Well, maybe tomorrow will be a good day. Not if you don't choose for it to be a good day. Every day I get up, I do the same thing. Father, this is the day you have made. I'm gonna rejoice and be glad in it. Father, I think you're gonna order my steps, direct my path, guide me all truth, show me things to come. Some days you wake up excited, some days you wake up, oh dear Lord, what's today? What's today? But you got to get the same thing coming out of your mouth, the word of God. God watches over his word, not your word. Not your word. You get mouthy and crying and complaining and grabbing. God's not going to do a thing. He'll let you grab your way all the way into eternity. You can't do that. No, this is the day God had made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. God, you're going to order my steps. Everywhere I'm at today, I'm there by divine appointment. I'm there. I'm there to either be blessed or be a blessing. So this is your day, God. I'm excited and looking forward to it. So you got to get your mindset and start things right. You got to do it on purpose.
Guys, we love you so much. And we pray for your family this week that they'd be
Yes.
blessed. And do something special that you don't normally do for them.
That's a
Like
good
when you
idea.
come, well, when your husband walks in the door, just run over and grab him and hug him, kiss him. When your kids come home, sit down and have a little snack with them and just find out what they did today. Play a game with them. It's so much fun.
And then I think, what's wrong with you, Mom? What's wrong with you? I love you. Yeah, but you've never done this before. Then I'll mess with them in a good way. It really will.
I used to say, I'll bet you I can beat you to the stop sign and back. Whoever loses does the dishes. Of course, I ended up doing the dishes, but it was fun and we laughed and had a good
Was.
time. So,
Make a memory.
yes, we love you guys. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you, guys.
Bye bye.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.